"Please, Wilhelmina," I whisper, and then I see her just ahead, glowing in the murk. She passes through the last door. I try the handle, but it's rusted shut. Kartik throws his shoulder against it, but it won't budge.
"Stand aside,"
Falsen says. He flicks open his knife and meddles with the lock until the door gives a bit.
"He said I was good with a knife."
"So you are, Mr. Falsen. Thank you." I push the door open. It screeches as if angry to be wakened. The room is dark. The only light comes from a small window with a view of the Thames and the ships. What I took to be a painting of boats in the illustration. There's no doubt. This is the room from my visions.
"What is this place?"
Falsen says, coughing against the damp. "We're just about to find out," I say. "Have you any matches?" Falsen pulls a small box from his waistcoat pocket and hands them over. I strike one, adding the smell of sulphur to the others in the room. The match flares, and in the sudden brightness I spy the table and a lantern covered with cobwebs. A small nub of candle remains. I light it, raise the lantern, and the room is flooded with light.
"Blimey,"
Falsen gasps. "The walls, they're covered in words. And in the centre of one is a drawing of the Tree of All Souls, bodies dangling from its branches. The marks are faded by time, but I read what I can. I see into the darkness. She has become the tree. They are one and the same. Her noble power is corrupted."
"She has deceived us all,"
Kartik reads.
"A monster."
"The most beloved of us all, beloved no more. My sister gone," I read. I stare at the tree. "Eugenia," I whisper. Falsen crowds behind me.
"You telling me Eugenia Spence is now that?"
"The key holds the truth. That's what she said. And I'm ready for it now." I put my hands to the walls and call out to Wilhelmina. "Show me!" The lantern's brightness grows. The walls fall away, and I'm in the winterlands on the night of the fire. A hard wind blows black sand and snow. A huge beast of a tracker in a black cloak as long as the Queen's robes holds tightly to Eugenia Spence's arm. She is on her knees as she throws her amulet to my mother.
"You must close the realms. Go now. Hurry."
Dutifully, my mother drags Sarah toward the east wing, and Eugenia begins her spell to seal the realms. The tracker hovers over her.
"You cannot close us out so easily, priestess. Just because you deny us does not mean we do not exist."
He hits her hard across the face and she falls. Her blood spills across the ice and snow like the petals of a dying poppy, and she is afraid. Another tracker arrives.
"Kill her,"
it snarls, revealing sharp teeth.
"Do it, and we shall have her magic, but not the magic of the temple. We'll still have no means into their world."
The first tracker snaps back.
"We shall not sacrifice you, not yet. You will help us breach the other world."
Eugenia staggers to her feet.
"I shall never do that. You will not break me. My loyalty is without question."